This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Dan Johnson from the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association. Dan, the FAA has been sniffing around LSA for the last several years, doing inspections and generally trying to figure out what its position is on the way things are operating. And I guess now we know. There was a notice in the Federal Register that there may be some changes coming in the FAA's attitude towards LSA, particularly SLSA. Can you explain what happened and what the impact could be?
Well, Russ, thanks for asking today. I actually don't believe there's been any change in their attitude. And to that comment, I would add this, that in May of 2010, FAA issued a report of their earlier assessments done in 08 and 09. And in that assessment, now almost, more than 2 years old, they said essentially the same things that came out in the Federal Register document that many of us have read recently. And that is that they found some shortcomings in how producers are handling primarily paperwork stuff, because the reality of it is this, that when FAA pays a visit to one of these companies, they spend very little time actually looking at the airplane, because an airplane on visual inspection is rather hard to judge. And what they can judge is the quality of paperwork, and there's quite a pile of that that's required by the ASTM standards. In reviewing paperwork, it is not difficult at all to find something that's amiss, and indeed they found some things amiss at some of the companies, and also some processes that may need to be tightened up a little bit. So when I look at it, I think that FAA they're just doing their job. This is what they're supposed to be doing, and although their tone in the Federal Register document had some threatening sound to it, I don't actually believe that it is that way. It certainly does not suggest that airplanes are unsafe or falling out of the sky or anything of the kind, but that some of the companies need to do a better job with their documentation and specifically with their efforts toward continued airworthiness safety monitoring, which is one of the FAA's great concerns.
Well, that document did say that there was a threat to the airworthiness certifications of certain aircraft, but it doesn't name the aircraft. If I own an LSA today, do I have confidence that it's not going to be grounded tomorrow?
Well, I can't speak for what FAA may choose to do, but I can say this, that the two companies that they visited so far, and they visited more than that, but the two companies where they said they found some problems, in neither case did they ground any aircraft that is currently out there. They would definitely have done so if they had found what FAA refers to as safety of flight issues. That would speak to an airplane that is not safe, in their opinion or their evaluation. And had they found that, they most definitely would have said so, and those airplanes would have been grounded during a period of time while the company made changes. This is, however, again, it sounds more threatening than it really is, because when Cessna has a spar problem in one of their airplanes, an airworthiness directive is issued about it, then they may or may not ground the airplane depending on the situation, but the company goes and makes a remedy, and then things are judged to be satisfactory again. This is a normal give-and-take process. It's not a final judgment that says, that's it, you're done, all airplanes need to be grounded, and that's the end of it. It's just a process that says something is not quite right, you need to get this fixed. When you get it fixed, we'll release the hold that may be on your airplane. But again, I repeat, no aircraft currently out in the fleet that is owned by a customer out there has had his airplane or her airplane grounded. And that speaks to the fact that safety of flight was not impugned by this document.
Okay, what's going to happen next? Is this part of the shakeout that everybody has been thinking is going to happen with LSA. Are there some companies out there that are just not able to maintain the level of, I guess, bureaucracy to satisfy the FAA?
Well, first of all, in the latter part of that comment, no, I don't think any of these companies are unable to do this. Some may not have every single paper document that is needed to verify that they've done everything they need to do. And surely some of them need to tighten up on that process and to always be vigilant about something that could negatively impact their airplane designs. But I say this, that the safety of these airplanes is not in question. The safety record is what FAA has repeatedly called acceptable, meaning not quite as good as the GA record over many decades. And in 7 years, we don't really have enough measuring time to know for sure. But the record is, while not quite as good as a type certificated airplane, is what FAA pretty much expected all along, that with a lower level of certification, there would be some problems. And we know that type certified aircraft also have problems. So there is no perfect airplane flying anywhere in the world, and light sport aircraft are not either perfect airplanes. However, the shakeout that you mentioned in the first part of your statement, that's not really something that FAA does. They don't go around trying to put people out of business. They just go around and verify that you have the stuff you already said you had. And our Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, or LAMA, sent out a letter 3 weeks before FAA's letter saying, look, here's what you can expect from FAA, and here's the things that you need to look at, and here's a guide for how you can do these things, and then report them to FAA so they're aware of what you're doing. Most of this is really an effort of discovery by FAA to find out what's going on more thoroughly than they did in their earlier assessment. And even in that assessment, I'll note for you that they visited 14 manufacturers and 16 importers out of 87 total manufacturers. So they did not sample the entire market. The information was probably valid that they found, but it's now 4 years old. There's surely been some positive changes, and perhaps a few weaknesses have been uncovered as well. Again, it's an ongoing process. You don't make a perfect airplane and then you're done and you dust off your hands and walk away from it. It's a constant effort to stay on top of things that change in the manufacturing process. Parts that come in the door may not be the same as they were before, and a manufacturer needs to be on that. They hire new people, and those people may or may not be as well trained as the previous ones, and so they need to stay on that. It's just a constant effort, and FAA is basically saying, stay on it. And that's not an unreasonable thing for them to do. It's the same thing LAMA is encouraging its members and other producers to do. And all of that makes for better airplanes downstream. But I want to keep coming back to the fact that we don't have a great safety problem in light sport aircraft, or FAA would be taking steps to ground fleets and so forth, and they are not doing that.
Well, obviously, with Oshkosh coming up and the focus on GA and light sport, we'll be keeping an eye on this, and I'm sure there'll be some discussion of it in a few weeks in Wisconsin. So thanks for your time today, Dan. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.